that. Well, that sounds good. Thanks, Patrick, and I'll see you down the log.
Glad to help, and thanks for all your help in picking up on that. And Andy, 7-3, good to hear you tonight. Be careful out there. KO4-H gets clear.
Come up to that thing that's going to be up at AB Tech up there, that radio thing. But every time they have that, we have Aries training down in Columbia. It seems like on that Saturday every time. So, unfortunately, as much as I'd like to go, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. But I'd sure like to go up there and see all that.
KI4LZI
Mobile, close to
destination. LZI, KO4JKV. Hey, Andy, this is Duncan again. I guess you're talking about that radio museum there at AB Tech. And I live about 5 miles from that, and I have yet to go. And I went to the Hamfest there in Waynesville a couple months ago, and they say they moved to a different space, a bigger space, which that's good. So I guess that's a reminder that I should mention that that's available. And if you ever come up here, plan on coming up, you should message me and we can go to lunch or something.
Tells the guy mobile, odds are I'd have to come with someone else. I drive too early before my family gives me flack over my diabetes, so... If I was ever could make it up there, I'd have to come with someone else. It's just some ones I'd like to come with. This always comes up down in Columbia on the same Saturday every time, and it just irritates me because I'd like to see that. I read about it in QST and all, and been online and seen some of the stuff, but... I can't never make it because, like I say, training, Aries training in Columbia comes up that same time every year, it seems. KI4LZI Mobile.
4LZI, KO4JKV. Well, that is a problem, and I think maybe I could come up with a solution. That's a good idea. I think there's probably a lot of people there in the upstate South Carolina that would like to see that radio museum. So let me think about that, and let me look at some dates. I think Saturdays might be the best times, and maybe we could kind of come up with a carpool, and I'll mention that on the next several Annettes when I host them, that maybe we can get a carpool up here and get some hands up to see that radio museum. Is that a good idea?
Part of it up, but you know what's best for your setup up there, but I've always wanted to see that for I don't know how long, because I got an old silver tone receiver that my great aunt had back in 1940, and I got back in working condition. Broadcast receiver, and it'll receive AM on HF2, not sideband, but AM, and that dates back to 1940. So I've got all kinds of interests, it's just I can't never get it worked out why I can do it. KI4LZI Mobile.
I'll make that happen. That's a great idea. And every time I hear your voice, I think about radio. You are one of the first people I ever made a contact with when I was just a greenhorn technician about 3 years ago. And I was able to go see the Voice of America radio station in around Dayton, Ohio, when I went to Hamvention a couple years ago. But I thought about you. You're very knowledgeable at shortwave, and I have a lot of shortwave listening questions coming up, so be ready.
It was possible. Believe me, I would like to go. I sure do. I remember years ago listening to the AM 49 meters. Back at the time that the tires come down, they was on 6 to 1:30. They was, but not long after that, they dropped it for the fact that shortwave, for the most part, other than amateur radio, is about gone. All you got now is just these stations like WBCQ, WRMI. What was that other one? WTWW. Few others like that, but it's just not the same anymore. I'm here designated, so I'm going to have to sign with you. I just come from our ears meeting. KI4LZI Mobile.
4LZI, KU4JKB. Sounds good, Andy. Glad you made your destination. And we're going to try to get a caravan from the upstate up to the Radio Museum in Asheville. So I'm going to break with you, 7-3 and best, and we'll see you next time, Andy. KI4LZI, KU4JKB, clear.
KV, KO4HKX.
HKX, KO4JKV.
It'll be Sunday, but I announced that the Asheville Radio Museum there, they're going to have a little small ham fest and an open house kind of thing September the 14th of this, a week from last Saturday, 2 weeks. So, just so you know, they're going to have something going on up there. It starts at like 7. If you go to their website, you can pull up the information.
That is perfect. Like all the stars and planets aligned. Andy wants to go see the museum, and you just filled me in on the September 14th thing. So, well, thanks, Patrick. I'll probably text you, and let's try to get a convoy to see that museum.
I'd like to go. I didn't know it was even up there until just a little while ago. I've known for about 6-8 months, I guess. But I'd like to go to it at least once, see what it is.
Never seen it. I saw online, like a virtual tour. And I'm a member of two clubs, this club, obviously, and then also the West Cars Club, Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society. And the West Cars Field Day for the past several years has been at AV Tech. They usually set up at a parking garage, but now they've recently moved to a better place. But, it's right there at AV Tech, just south of downtown Asheville, so we could make it happen. So thanks for that info, and you just inspired me.
Yeah, I want to try to start getting more of that stuff announced on the MyNet on Sunday night so that people can start finding out what's going on around, because I hear a lot of times when I go to these ham fests, I didn't know this had happened to a couple guys, and they didn't know about Waynesville. They like to go, but then they didn't get to this year because they didn't hear any announcements on it.
HKX, KO4JKB. Yeah, I'm coming up on 2 years of running the net, and there's many weeks I'm thinking, am I just going through the motions, or am I adding anything? So I kind of made it a point to at least get to my station an hour early and kind of Google this day in radio history or upcoming events and kind of mention things and try to be relevant. So that's kind of my mission. But, what you just dropped on me, the September 14th thing, that's great. So we'll do that. Thanks, Patrick.
I'm going to get out of here. Good to talk to you tonight. And hopefully we can work it out and meet up there. I'd like to shake your hand, put a face with the call sign anyway. Take care. 7-3, KO4HKX, clear.
Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, this is KO4JKB, is clear.